Joining us is Will Shortz. He's puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master. Hi, Will.
Hey there, Lulu. Welcome back.
Thank you. Good to be back. What was last week's challenge? I missed it.
Well, it was short and sweet. Came from listener Evan Kalish of Bayside, New York. I said, think of an informal term for part of the human body that consists of two alcoholic beverages, one after the other. What is it? And the answer is noggin, which consists of nog and gin.
We received over 1,100 correct responses, and the winner this week is Molly Moss of Shutesbury, Massachusetts. Congratulations.
Thanks.
How'd you do it?
So I was driving with my daughter, and she was a little confused about what you meant by an informal term for the human body. And so as an example, I thought about it for a second. I was like, you might call your head a noggin.
Ah,
and I was like,
so
wait
funny.
A second.
Wait a second. That sounds right. And what do you do?
I'm the assistant director at Forbes Library in Northampton, Massachusetts.
That's fantastic. Hence why you knew so many words. How old's your daughter?
She is 13.
She is 13. Does she like to play the puzzle?
She does, as does my other 16-year-old daughter and my husband. We all listen together.
Fantastic. And what do they think about you being on?
Oh, they're excited.
Good. All right. You ready to play?
Sure.
Okay. Take it away, Will.
All right, Molly. Every answer today is a compound word in which the vowel sound in each half is a short A, as in grassland or madcap. So let's get right to it. Number one is father's father.
Granddad.
That's it. Number two is item in a levee.
Item in a levee.
And there's danger of flooding, so people put this as a levee.
Oh, a sandbag.
Sandbag is it. A slang term for someone who talks.
Gas.
Yes.
Something.
That's the end of it. Gas bag is it. Good. Symbol in a tweet.
Hashtag.
That's it. Sudden remembrance of something past.
I'm thinking aha moment, but that doesn't have the right sounds.
And you're thinking about something, and then suddenly you have a...
You have this in a camera when there's low light.
There you go. That's
oh,
the first
flash?
Time. Yes. And your sudden remembrance is what? Starting with flash. All right, going to tell you that one. It's a flashback.
Oh, a flashback. That makes sense.
There you go. Here's your next one. A carrying case with straps that's worn over the shoulders.
A backpack.
That's it. Also knapsack, either answer. Mm. A pancake.
A flapjack.
Good. Game of 21.
Blackjack.
Good. Here's your next one. A low-growing weed that can quickly take over a lawn.
Crabgrass.
That's it. Old-fashioned timer that you periodically turn over.
Sand.
Yes.
And what's it made out of?
Yeah.
Glass?
Sand glass is it. A place where taxis line up.
A cab stand?
That's it. Done hurriedly and carelessly.
Dashed.
Dash is right. What goes before that? You do something in a blank
slap
manner.
Slapdash.
Slapdash is it. To make individually without machine help.
Something by hand?
Hand is
Handmade.
The start. Do you know the website Etsy?
Slightly.
And what kind of website is that?
Oh, handicraft? Handcraft?
Yeah, I'll give it.
Yeah.
Handcraft is right, to handcraft
exactly.
things. And here is your last one, an item you step onto when you step out of the shower.
A bath mat.
Bath mat is
Yay.
It. Good job.
Great job. How do you feel?
It was fun, and I'm also relieved.
We get that a lot.
Yeah.
For playing our puzzle today, you'll get a weekend edition lapel pin as well as puzzle books and games. You can read all about it at npr.org/puzzle. And Molly, which member station do you listen to?
I listen to NEPR, New England Public Radio.
That's Molly Moss of Shutesbury, Massachusetts. Thank you so much for playing the puzzle.
Thank you.
All right, Will, what's next week's challenge?
Yes, it comes from listener Neville Fogarty of Newport News, Virginia. Think of a familiar three-word phrase that has the following property. The first word is a number. Let X be that number. Then the last X letters in the second word form, in order, a common abbreviation for the third word. Sounds a little complicated, but it's not so bad. A familiar three-word phrase. The first word is a number. Let X be that number. Then the last X letters of the second word form, in order, a common abbreviation for the third word. What phrase is it?
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Remember, just one entry per person, please. Our deadline for entries is Thursday, January 16th at 3 p.m. Eastern. Include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time, and if you're the winner, we'll give you a call, and you'll get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's very own Puzzle Master, Will Shortz. Thanks so much, Will.
Thanks, Lulu.